This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. From the Independence County Judge's Office, Judge Robert Griffin said Thursday's trash and recycling pickup may again be limited due to continued flooding problems in the southeast portion of Independence County. Hopefully, he said, next week they can get back on a regular schedule. Any homes that were missed because of flooding and blocked roads will be picked up next Thursday, contingent on the water, of course, going down. If you'd like more information, you may call the Solid Waste Department. Terry Hastings is head of the recycling program. Dennis Anderson, head of the Solid Waste. The number is 793-8862. Elsewhere in the news, looking at the rivers, the White River Calico Rock, well within its banks, 12-foot in falling, flood stage 19 feet. White River at Batesville, 14-foot in falling, flood stage 15 feet. Newport, the White at 33.7 in falling, flood stage 26 feet. A lot of flooding in the Jackson County. Some 14 areas of state roads have been closed because of high waters. We'll mention those to you. Augusta, the White River at 40.65 feet, will go up about another 10th or another 1,500s to 40.8, then begin a slow fall. Flood stage is 26 feet, so it's over 14 feet above. Black River Pocahontas at 24.94 feet, going up to about 25.5, flood stage 17. The Black River Black Rock, 27.3 feet and falling, flood stage 14. Spring River back in its banks at 6 feet. Flood stage is 10 feet, and Spring River in Bowdoin at 13 feet, the flood stage 18 feet, and the river there falling as well. Governor Mike Beebe has gotten a look at more of the flooding in East Arkansas. He says he's never seen the water so high. He stopped at Desark in Prairie County on Wednesday and Jacksonport, of course, in Jackson County. The floodwaters won't recede, they're told, until after the Mississippi River crest next week. Homes east of the White River in Prairie County are under an evacuation order as well, but authorities say only 70-80% of people have cleared out. The evacuation zone spans from just north of Desark south to Biscoe, where the White River is over its banks. Beebe says it'll take weeks to understand the scope of the damage to homes, businesses, croplands, and infrastructure. In Prairie County, I-40, that carries a lot of traffic, particularly between Memphis and Little Rock, is being rerouted. Westbound traffic rerouted starting at the 216-mile marker, sending it to Brinkley, then on to Highway 49 to Ball Knob to Little Rock. And also I-40, the White River rest area, eastbound and westbound closed because of high water. In Independence County, the usual three roads in the southeastern part of the county, Highway 14 east of Oil Trough is closed, Highway 37 at the junction of 122 to the Jackson County line closed, and Highway 69 from the 69-122 junction to the Jackson County line. As I mentioned earlier, 14 areas of state highways in Jackson County closed. Highway 14 at Max and near Inglewood, Highway 18 near the 17 intersection, Highway 18 from the junction of 37 to the Poinsett County line, Highway 18 near Newport, Highway 37 near Grubbs, Highway 37 near Tuckerman, Highway 42 near the Cross County line, Highway 69 near Jacksonport, and also near the State Park entrance, Highway 224 at Tuckerman, Highway 226 from 367 to Craighead County, that's near Swifton, Highway 222 north of Campbell Station from Highway 17 to the end of state maintenance, and Highway 384 near Newport. All those state roads, those areas of those state roads have been closed. And finally, rural and volunteer firefighters will receive a federal grant worth more than $335,000. Congressman Mike Ross and Senator Mark Pryor announced the funding yesterday. It'll go to Arkansas Rural and Volunteer Firefighter Associations. The grant is meant to support hiring and recruitment. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.